You guys want to see something cool? You know? All the bad news out there in the world today. Every once in a while something good has to happen. It's more of the special election slaughter. In this case, New Jersey House primary, New Jersey 11. You might have seen this. It's kind of funny how it all, played out. So there was a candidate everyone expected to win. Let me give you an idea of how set this one was, okay? Here, I'm going to show you something I don't typically show you. I'm going to show you the poly market. Just want you all to have a good impression of how this one played out, okay? For real? Yeah, we're going to go off of public perception this time, okay? Take a peek. Blue line up here is one Tom Malinowski. Is that how it's pronounced? Maybe. Nobody knows. Now, as you can see, we have a rising base of odds over here. Do 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 do. And then all of a sudden, an Ilalia Magia, is that how it's pronounced? Nobody knows. A flip as she wins. Big switcheroo. Why? Well, it's kind of a funny story. First, let's play the video. Before the election was settled.
At about 8:40, Tom Malinowski walked into the Sweet Spot, this bar, hipster lounge here in South Orange, where supporters gathered for what was supposed to be a victory celebration. And he came in victorious, smiling. People were hugging him, cheering him on. And soon he was whisked away to the back of the room into a private room. And he never returned, never came out from that room.
They killed him.
Why? Because Analila Mejia, a far-left progressive activist from Glen Ridge, has basically stunned the political landscape here, the political world, by coming from virtually nowhere and leading as the night closes with almost 500 votes ahead of Malinowski, which is nobody. That was not on anybody's bingo card, frankly. And
no, it was not. You want to take a look at the wealth distribution in the fair district of New Jersey 11 is? The purple on this map is at 500,000. Look at that income distribution. You can read that up if you want, but it is a wealthy, wealthy district. Yeah. No, there's some big money boys out here. So basically what happened was Tom Malinowski, right? Okay. Everyone expected this fella to win. New Jersey 11, U.S. House. But he made a powerful enemy. See, Malinowski, despite being a centrist Democrat, made some statements that were mildly critical of Israel. He thought maybe there were enough dead babies. I don't know. The exact nature of his turnaround on the issue is mandated by political necessity. I'm not familiar with every detail, but what he said was enough to get the deep state drawn on him. Here's the AIPAC money distribution numbers for the relevant candidates here. Tom Malinowski over here, you know, he's seen a pretty penny from AIPAC and their affiliated groups. Taisha Way, more conservative candidate, less money, but still affiliated. Now, our girl over here, as you can see, clean as a whistle, right? What happened essentially is that AIPAC did not want a tepidly critical centrist Democrat running in New Jersey 11, you know? They wanted a full-on warrior for Israel. And so what they did was they spent against Malinowski and in favor of Daesh away. Here's a distribution of the votes these candidates received as compared to the amount of money that was spent advertising for them. Now, I'm not actually sure how accurate this is. I don't know if it counts attack ads, because a lot of the money that was spent by AIPAC were attack ads against Malinowski. Now, over here on the left, you see little old Mejia right here with the winning number of votes and very little money spent. Basically, by directing so many votes to Tehesha and so many votes away from Malinowski, AIPAC got the progressive Dem in there, another member of the squad. How cute is that, huh? And Alilia Meja has declared victory in the New Jersey 11 special primary. AIPAC's millions were no match for voters who stand for justice, not genocide. This ratio. And to be clear, the people of New Jersey 11 are not crazy progressive. This was not like, Brooklyn voting predilection, okay? It was mismanagement by AIPAC combined with a rising progressive sentiment in the country, okay? It's the 2 points. They split the moderate vote between two moderate candidates, because the original moderate was not Zionist enough, and also people in general are shifting more towards the progressive left, you know, certainly in these special elections, right? In the final week of the race, Track AIPAC made a strategic television investment in support of Meja. Thank you, Track AIPAC. That directly named AIPAC as a political actor in the election, that explicitly described Israel's war in Gaza as a genocide. The ad rejected the premise that Democratic candidates must remain silent on Gaza to be considered viable and challenged the role of outside money to enforcing that silence. That message broke through. Congratulations to the fine people at Track AIPAC. Not the only group that supported Meja in this victory. You're not going to believe it, folks. Progressive victory. One of the few national canvassing groups that put the work in on this one. You know, again, this was a snowball's chance in hell. All right. Everyone. I mean, you saw the polymarket odds here. OK, this was not like a well supported race in terms of the amount of money that's not the one. This is the one. In terms of the amount of money she received, I mean, you can see the least money of any of the top five, even remotely viable candidates. She spent less on ads than Zach Beecher over here, who got just over 1,000 votes. So this is not like a big money candidate. Not a lot of people resting their laurels on this one. However, 40,000 phone bank calls from PV. And you know what? She won by a very narrow margin. So I think it's fair to say that PV calls this one. I'm just saying, not a lot of money, but a lot of phone calls. What's her position on Israel? She doesn't think you should be able to murder unlimited Palestinians. That's my understanding. I'm not going to pretend that I'm super keyed in on this race, by the way. PV's been out there doing progressive electoral business while I've been playing with belly button lint. You know, I've been relaxing. I've been playing Expedition 33, okay? I've got my mind focused on other issues at the moment. We'll switch back. We'll switch back in a little bit. Yeah, yeah. She's also a PV member. No kidding. Benjamin, really? Listen, folks. If you want to play more Israel 88, you know, if you're out here enjoying the Metal Gear Solid runs, if you want to waste your life, watch the stream. If you want to make the country a better place and contribute to swing upset election, okay, here's my pitch, okay? Join with PV, because if you do, something crazy might happen. AIPAC might angrily shake their fist at you. See, AIPAC understands that everyone knows they're evil, and that direct support from AIPAC looks really bad for candidates. Like, AIPAC is an explicitly pro-genocide, pro-foreign control of the United States, everyone must worship at the altar of Israel spending group, right? So AIPAC does not usually fund candidates directly. Usually, they fund people indirectly through affiliated PACs or through wealthy people who set up their own PACs but tend to, like, align their money with the interests of AIPAC, you know? That's why whenever you're looking at AIPAC tracker on Twitter, it says spent by pro-Israel lobby groups rather than just by AIPAC, because AIPAC itself is not the issue here. You'll never guess what the name of their PAC was for this election. The United Democracy Project. Let me read what they tweeted after the stunning progressive victory, literally. The outcome in New Jersey 11 was an anticipated possibility, and our focus remains on who will serve the next full term in Congress. United Democracy Project will be closely monitoring dozens of primary races, including the June New Jersey 11 primary, to help ensure pro-Israel candidates are elected to Congress. It's just AIPAC again. They're essentially saying to their donors, whoops, sorry, we got the progressive elected. We couldn't tolerate the mildly critical of Israel moderate, and in our arrogance, we spent enough to split the vote between two moderates and ended up with the progressive candidate. Why even tweet this? Because they are shameless and they're evil. Oh, Masaigu is saying I'm wrong and stupid. One second. Vosh, you're partially wrong with your analysis here. Oh, in Japan, would they take a different perspective? If you look at specific breakdown of voter data, this seems more like a result of all the AIPAC attack ads being attacks on the incumbent for voting for the Lake and Riley Act and not being progressive enough. Oh, yeah, of course. AIPAC groups never admit why they go after candidates. The AIPAC itself and all of its affiliated PACs, they almost never actually mention Zionism or Israel or anything of the like when they're running attacks, because they don't like it when people acknowledge the fact that they're doing everything for Israel. You know, they go after other groups. They were running fake progressive ads and it backfired because voters are radicalized about ICE at the moment. So it just made the voters more progressive as opposed to a vote split between the other two candidates. So what you're suggesting then is that it wasn't a matter of splitting the votes between the two moderates, but rather just directly shifting votes away from the moderates to the progressive? I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. There's probably an element of both, but I think, yeah, no, you're probably correct. The delightful irony of AIPAC trying to sink a moderate candidate by accusing them of not being progressive enough in an attempt to elevate another moderate candidate, but actually elevating the progressive candidate. I hate these people. I really, truly do. Here was one of the ads. Oh, please, please. Okay, here is an AIPAC ad.
Says members of Congress shouldn't be allowed to trade stocks. But in Congress, he cashed in on COVID-related stocks.
Malinowski bought or sold up to $1 million worth of stock.
And he didn't disclose it, a violation of the law.
Phenomenal. It's just funny, isn't it? Benjamin, don't worry. No amount of AIPAC involvement changes the fact that by these margins, you can reasonably argue that PV got her elected, much as you did Katie Wilson. Thank you for that. 40,000 phone bank calls, and what were the final margins in the vote? A difference of 500 here, but it was different. Yeah, less than 1,000 votes difference. I'd say you take that. I'd say you get that. Everyone, exclamation point PV, seriously. You should sign up. You should volunteer. PV has also been able to self-manage a lot better ever since they introduced their member system, where you pay $5 a month and get a sweet card. I've got a sweet card. Mine's red, though. Yours can't be red because you're not me. Yours has to be blue. Maybe you can argue with them and get it changed to, like, a different color, but you'd probably have to give them a lot of money for that. See? Red card. Red card. I'm going to paint mine purple. You can't paint your card! That's disrespectful.
In a special election to fill Mikey Sherrill's House seat, Tom Malinowski says he'll stand up to Trump. But hold on. In 2019, Tom Malinowski voted...
I love the AIPAC ad getting, like, blackwoman.wav fucking for the speaker for their fucking ad. I mean, no hate to her. It's just like, these are the most evil fucking people in the world. And they're like, we want unlimited genocide and child rape and all money in the world to belong to Israel. How do we sell that to people? Okay, I've got it. Black woman talking about how Malinowski is not anti-Trump enough. Got him. They really do hate us, you know? They really fucking despise us. They hate us so much.
With Trump and the Republicans to fund ICE, more than $200 million for Trump's deportation force. $200 million that got us this? Democrats called Malinowski's vote a blank check for the Trump administration and a betrayal. We can't trust Tom Malinowski. UDP is responsible for the content of this ad.
UDP, where have I heard that acronym before? We have got to get rid of Citizens United. We have got to get rid of Citizens United, man. There's been very funny backlash to this result with moderate slash centrist Democrats who are insanely pissed that AIPAC fucked them over after they spent all that political capital backing Israel. Seems like many of them are straight up dropping Israel support out of spite now. I do think it would be really cool if every single politician in this country didn't have to sign a loyalty pledge to a group like a fucking cabal of deep state pedophiles. When they join up, it'd be super fucking awesome if they didn't have to do that. Oh my god. It's pissing people off, said Steve Shale, longtime Dem strategist and former Obama campaign advisor who described it as maddening. The organization spent heavily through its super PAC United Democracy Project to attack former Rep. Tom Malinowski, a pro-Israel moderate who would not support unconditional aid to Israel. Another ad, they really fucked them up. Okay, we have to stop watching the ads, as funny as they are. We have to get to other stuff, too. But, Jesus, man. They are now demanding 100% fealty, Malinowski said. On some level, they may have preferred to elect an anti-Israel progressive versus a mainstream Democrat who departs from their hard line in a small way. AIPAC spending in primaries is becoming a kiss of death because it's not just AIPAC, though. Keep in mind, it's J Street and every affiliated group, you know? You gotta remember, any support for Israel is a step too far. I don't want conditional support for Israel. I want unconditional unsupport, okay? I want American politicians to sign a loyalty pledge to hating Israel. A disloyalty pledge, if you will. Okay, last fucking deep state ad that backfired, okay?
ISIS deportation force is out of control. Tom Malinowski voted with Trump to increase funding. And that's not all. He was caught cashing in on COVID-related stocks while in Congress.
This is about having privileged information and using it to your own personal advantage.
He failed to disclose the stock trading as required by law.
Tom Malinowski bought or sold up to $1 million worth of stock.
We just can't trust Tom Malinowski.
Funny. How far do we think we are from local Dems just fucking off in Israel because they're unpopular and annoying? Well, unfortunately, Israel isn't actually about Israel, right? Like, Israel is just a totem of, like, power that represents the interests of a wide range of corporate donors and so on. So, it's not really about Israel. Like, the only reason AIPAC has gotten so fanatical is because Israel is supposed to be an external block of American power, and it has been corrupted by legitimate Jewish supremacism. The deal was that Israel gets to use their suppression of the Palestinians as a, like, testing ground for military and surveillance tech, but they can't go too overboard with it. In the past, America has smacked down on Israel, you know, like Reagan, for example, or, like, forcing them to return land, because it's like, this doesn't work as a long-term American military base and testing ground if you're gonna, like, do permanent war in the Middle East. Stop fucking us over, you know? But now they're all insane fascists and nobody has the stones to fight back, and the American capital class is completely, like, all in, all on board with it. So, you know, it's unfortunately, I worry that even if everyone drops AIPAC because they're the crazier wing of this advocacy, they would just go with J Street types, you know? Oh, we don't like Netanyahu. We just support Israel's right to exist as a peaceful society in the Middle East and the only democratic pro-LGBT, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, fucking, yeah. Mind the wise uncover the fact that Israel has no economy outside the MIC now. All of its other sectors shrunk. Oh, yeah, I saw this. And it's 100% true, yeah. The Israeli economy now literally requires permanent war to function. Not an exaggeration or a metaphor. The arms sector is the only growth industry left. Yeah, for sure. It's like AI, tech, surveillance, and military. Everything the MIC is interested in, that's it. Which means that that's all they're going to do. You know? Like, they have to. I mean, the problem is that Israel isn't really useful these days because they can just test shit in Ukraine now in an actual proper war. Which is, by the way, one of the reasons why people closely affiliated with Israel tend to not support backing Ukraine with arms. You know? That's the reason why tons of people are, yeah, infinite money to Israel, no money to Ukraine. Because if Russia just quickly takes over Ukraine, the MIC interests stay completely invested in Israel. What we really need is a counter-invasion. We need Ukraine to launch a third front into Israel. I'm sure that would get the Nazi boys real excited. What are they, I'm blanking. Are they called? Azov Battalion. Thank you. Yeah. Fortnite Battle Royale. 100,000 flying barrels filled with Azov's strongest soldiers being deployed to the West Bank. Are they still around? Haven't they died yet? All the original Azov guys are pretty dead.